Before we start on the questions for the presenters, I'd like to mention for the benefit of those who signed on late that for continuing education credits, you will need to have course numbers and a verification code. If you are viewing the live session, your course number is WC1961. And if you are viewing on demand after the live conference, the course number is WD1961. And the verification code for session one is 1NICO2012. I'd like to thank the presenters and now turn to questions. If you want to submit a question, please use the chat box in the lower right-hand corner of your screen. Or if you want to submit questions afterwards, you can submit them to the presenters via email at nipnic@cdc.gov. So I think our first question is for Dr. Chad Cox. And the question is, if a child received all PCV7 immunizations, what age range is it recommended that they get the booster of PCV13?
Great. Okay, I'll take that. Thank you for the question. So the ACIP recommended with the introduction of PCV13 that a single supplemental dose of PCV13 should be given to children age 14 through 59 months who had received an age-appropriate complete series of PCV7. So any child in that age group of 14 to 59 months who had received a full series of PCV7 would be eligible for that supplemental dose of PCV13.
Thank you, Chad. At this time, it doesn't seem like we have any more questions. I would like to remind everyone that your login will be discontinued at the end of the session, and you will need to rejoin the conference for session two using the login link prior to the start of the next session. Our next session will be at 1:30, and it will cover adult immunization, status update, and opportunities for improvement. Thank you.